Hello. Hello and welcome to the Producer Podcast.
It's a great voice you're using.
Thank you. This is my professional voice. This is what got me the job. This is how I interviewed.
That's what's going to get you fired.
Yup.
Yeah. I'm so out the door right now.
Yep.
Mentally. I'm so like, I mean, obviously we always do this Friday and we always do it after the show. So I'm kind of in that mindset from the get-go. But it's like long weekend, dude. I'm gone. I'm not in this building right now.
Yeah, no, you have been checked out probably since you walked in. You're doing great. Exactly.
It's just been, all right, next thing, next thing.
Exactly.
Next thing. Let's get out of here.
Mentally, you're ready. You're gone. Mentally, you're like, we're done. We're getting out of here. Three-day weekend.
Right, right. Unless our boss is listening to this.
In
which case, I am here. I'm here with bells on, and I'm ready to go.
In that case, it's a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Every week we like to break down some of the important things Anna and Raven talked about in the show, and we had some doozies this week. That's right. I'm bringing the word doozy back.
That's great, Sean.
Love it. Monday we're talking about complaints you had about your husband.
Spouse in general.
Kind
of always how it goes. I mean, it's funny. Those kinds of conversations, I feel like, always end up coming back to the same central thing. So, like, for real. Like, you get a ton of calls on that, and all of the stories kind of end up not sounding the same because everyone's got their own individual, like, funny twist on it, but it's all the same conversations consistently.
Hey, man, listen. I'm going to sit here and say that I'm very happy and lucky to be in a position where I don't worry about any kind of spouse compliments because I don't have a spouse.
Right.
And it is a good feeling to know that no one's out there complaining about something I'm doing.
That's true.
A very good feeling.
Well, you know, listen.
Except for you. Just know.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, that really applies to us because the amount of time we spend together on a weekly basis, I spend more time with you than I think I do any other single person in my life.
I guess you could technically consider us work spouses.
Mm. Right? I mean, like, think about it. 8 to 10 hours a day, 5 days a week, me and you in this room.
You know, if you know,
what's your biggest complaint about me, Sean?
Do you know what it's going to be?
I know exactly what it's going to be. Of course I know what it's going to be.
That mess.
Yes.
That mess I'm pointing at.
Yes. Yeah. And by that mess, he's talking about my entire workspace,
yep,
which slowly always threatens to infringe upon your workspace and sometimes actually crosses that line of demarcation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not to say that it's aggravating, but it's disappointing.
Yeah.
You know?
It's disappointing.
Yeah. I'm hoping.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm hoping that hurts more, you know?
It's just disappointing. All right. My biggest complaint about you.
Oh, no, it's okay. We're already past that.
That's
okay.
That was nice. Let's go.
I want to hear it. I got to hear it. Let's hear it.
Huh? Oh, your sneezes.
Oh, my
God. Stop it.
They're not, really.
No, but seriously, though, get it under control.
He thinks
like,
they're over-exaggerated.
They are over-exaggerated I've heard you sneeze like a normal person when you're not, like, thinking about it. But then when you have your wind-up, and then you have, like, it's the after effect, too. You have, like, you're like an earthquake. There's aftershock that goes into your sneezes. It's ridiculous.
You know, I don't want
to
hear it.
And I refuse to bless you afterwards.
He does. You do. Which makes you even more of a terrible person.
Right.
That's another complaint now that I have.
That's true.
Tuesday, we're talking about, you know, is it appropriate to have happy hour at your kid's sports games? John, you have a kid. I want to know if James is out and, you know, at a sports event, would you have a beer or two?
So, like, I mean, a beer or two? Yeah, bro. Absolutely a beer or two. I mean, listen, I'm not going to break the school rules. If the school really is, like, you know, saying this is the way that it's got to be, no, I'm not going to be that one parent who's just like, a beer is so important to me that I have to do. But yeah, man, that sounds like a really fun way to spend an afternoon, is have a couple of beers and watch my kid play some sports. That sounds awesome to me. The reality of the situation, unfortunately, is that people do that, and then they have three or four, and then they have six or seven, and then people are fighting, okay? All right?
Especially
people are fighting.
Kids
I'm
game.
Sorry. I thought this was America. Okay?
I've seen way too many fights at kids' games, and I'm going to just assume it's because alcohol is involved.
You've seen fights at kids' games?
I mean, you know, online.
Okay.
I've never been to one. I was like, oh,
right.
God, look at that fight over there.
Right, because you have no children. So
exactly.
You being at a children's game is not a cool thing.
No.
I'd
question why. I mean, unless it's my nephew, that's the only exception. That's it.
I'll tell you what I did is in college, I actually, it was Thanksgiving. I spent Thanksgiving Day with my roommate and his family, right? I had Thanksgiving, and his younger brother was a senior in high school. And so he had his Thanksgiving Day game, and we got ripped up and went to the we got real ripped up and went to this game, bro. And that was a very good time. That was an extremely good time, I got to tell you. And we kept it together. You know, I mean, we weren't, you know, we didn't act the fool. I mean, I'm sure we acted the fool, but certainly nobody got into a fight. That was great. But also, I was 22, you know?
You know, and I think the funny thing is...
And his brother was 18.
Majority of people who called in and voted on this basically said it's inappropriate to do so. And yeah. Again, I'm on your side. I think it's a little weird. Why not just have a beer? Maybe two.
Well,
you know, you're not getting tanked.
That's the forever question with alcohol, though. If you could solve that, you've solved a lot of people's problems across the world.
Well, always let us know what you think. Visit Anna and Raven, like, you know, our Facebook page or Twitter. You can always let us know what you think about any of the subjects we talk about on the show. We did a very fun one on Wednesday. We started one. It was learning stuff from YouTube,
yeah.
Which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think I had the lamest one. I had to learn how to whistle with my two fingers, which I still can't do.
You still can't do it? I mean, the process of watching you try is the gratifying part. I mean, like, if someone was like live streaming this so that they could watch you try to do it, that's the best. Because you got it, like, just picture in your mind right now, producer Sean has got his full hand in his mouth, desperately, drooling everywhere, which is disgusting, wiping it on your jeans.
Where am I
going to
wipe
things.
It?
I mean,
here, come here. Let me see your hands.
You consistently have, don't touch me.
Give me your hands.
Do not touch me.
Where am I going to wipe it?
You consistently have all of those napkins over there that you that you wipe things down with.
You're right.
Use one of those napkins.
Right, my hands. John, you had the coolest one. Beatboxing?
I felt like I did, too.
Dude, hit me with one. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. All right, right? So it's just three sounds. You need your kick drum, you need your snare drum, and you need your hi-hat cymbal, right? So it's for the kick drum. It's for the snare, and it's for the cymbal, right? So, I don't know how that's going to sound when we actually mix this thing down.
Terrible.
Hopefully it sounds cool. But
Bismarck Keys, and I want to see
I
you.
Had a lot of fun with it. I felt like everybody had a lot of fun with that one.
I was mad I didn't get that one because I beatbox a lot in my free time.
Of course you do.
Yeah, right?
Of course I do.
But we also did, Anna had gotten balloon animals, which was another fun one. And I actually... That was another one I wish I had. I had so much fun doing the balloon animals. I was in here making dogs,
grown
swords.
Man, Sean.
Yeah, I know. I'm
having
I know.
So much fun with the balloon animals.
I am a grown man. I might just become a clown now. I might stop doing radio, drop out, and go to clown college.
Hey, guess what, Sean? You might be there already, buddy. You might be there already.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Great job.
John, you're just full of vinegar today.
I'm snarky, man. I'm tired. I'm about to be on vacation. I'm ready. I told you, mentally, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Raven had a fun one. His was trying to learn how to open a bottle of wine without the actual bottle, like the corkscrew. I was waiting for that thing to erupt everywhere because you put it in his shoe. Apparently, you put it in your shoe and tap it against something and it forces a cork out.
I think it's not specifically the shoe. I think it's just making a soft surface on the bottom so that you can bang it against a wall without breaking the physical glass. But yeah, I mean, shoe would make sense. It's got the rubber sole. I'll tell you what, for one of these that didn't work out at all, like he did not get the cork out no matter how many different ways he tried, it was the one that probably made me laugh the hardest.
Yeah.
Like just watching this dude try all of these bananas methods to try to get a cork out of a wine bottle.
The worst part was I was filming it and I was like right there. Oh, so yeah. I was like, if this thing like busts open, like I'm getting hit with glass,
it's all over
wine,
it's all
you know?
Over you. And good the luck. Engineering department would kill every single member
exactly.
of this show.
And then I got to explain to our boss why I reek of alcohol all day.
Right.
That's going to be a real fun conversation to have. But you know what? I think YouTube is awesome. We learned a lot of great things from it. And balloon animals. I'm actually playing with a balloon right here.
Yeah, you are. You're literally playing with one of those balloons right now.
I'm waiting for this to be over so I could, you know, make another little poodle before I get out of here. Thursday, I wanted to talk to you about this one, John. We did injury you didn't know you had. I thought that was a cool one. I didn't get the chance to talk about mine. I actually did. I broke my hand a long time ago.
Really?
Here's the funny thing. I broke my hand. I went to the hospital because I couldn't move my hand.
Yeah.
They took an x-ray and they said, nothing's wrong. You're fine. So the next day I woke up, my wrist was like green, purple, and yellow, still couldn't move
all
it.
All kinds of crazy colors.
We went to like just like my regular doctor, and they took another x-ray, and like, man, your wrist is broken in two places. Like, your hand's not connected right now. It's broken. And I couldn't believe
That first x-ray tech messed up.
Yeah.
Messed up in a very big way.
Oh, you can't move it? You're fine. You'll be fine, kid. I woke up the next day. It was ridiculously swollen.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. But the funny part is, too, when I actually broke it, I mean, besides the fact that I couldn't move it and it was a little swollen, I thought nothing of it. I was like, oh, okay. It just hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just sore. That's why I can't move it. I didn't even feel it.
I broke my wrist when I was snowboarding, man. That's no fun. It balloons up to like twice its normal size. You can't do anything.
Did you know instantly that it was broken, or did it take a moment?
I knew something was wrong. I didn't know what was. I mean, I was 12, too. I was 12. I was on a mountain. It was my third day snowboarding ever. So it was, it was a whole thing.
Did you have to get a cast? Was it like broken?
No, it was sprained. That's right. It ended up being sprained.
Though. I heard like sprains are just as bad.
I've heard they hurt worse. I've never broken a wrist. So I can't compare that, but I've broken bones. They hurt bad too. The whole thing is just terrible. Yeah.
Any injury is not fun.
Any injury is not fun.
Lastly, today, Friday, we talked about things. I loved this conversation. I want to get your opinion about it, John, because you used to work within a school system, but it was...
Oh, you want to hear my salty
opinion
about
this. Yes, I do. Yeah, what should be taught in school that wasn't or is not taught?
So the one that I had on the show today was job interview skills. Because, dude, coming out of college, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing in a job interview setting. You know what I'm saying? You walk in. I didn't know how to dress. I didn't know. I didn't know that I was supposed to have questions prepared too.
Yeah.
It's bad. I didn't know anything about some of these companies that I was interviewing for. It's just, something like that would have been killer.
Let me tell you, that's a really good one too, because my first job interview, I was so my hands were clammy. I was like, what do I wear? Do I shake their hand? Do I sit? Do I stand? Right. Do I look bad if I'm slightly bent over and my back's hunched? I don't know. I think that's a really good skill to learn in school.
Yeah, yeah.
The one that I had mentioned was taxes. And I stand by that, man. I stand by that because I'm tired of paying people to do my taxes. I'm tired of paying for TurboTax, for example. Why can't I just sit down and fill out the form myself and actually understand it?
I mean, if you're just a basic W-2 type of person, which we are, we have a job and we collect a salary and that's it. But some of that stuff can get super crazy.
Yes!
Super crazy. Some of my professional musician buddies who have to 1099 everything and declare all kinds of count mileage, because they'll get killed at the end of the day. Because no one's given a professional musician, really any entertainer, any contract worker is not going to be getting, just regular taxes taken out. So it's, they should teach that, but also there's grown adults with full degrees in accounting who don't fully understand how to do that and still need an expert's help. It gets heavy. And can we end this on a very happy note? Sean got a new nephew.
I did, yes.
A new nephew, Owen.
Owen That's Brady. Right. Shiloh, he was born last week, and it was phenomenal. He's doing great. He's just sleeping for 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day and eating. So he's healthy. He's great. Everything's great. And I am so happy with him. I'm so happy for my brother and his wife. And
Brady's an interesting
congratulations.
For a middle name.
Tom Brady. Oh. Tom Brady. My brother's a Bucks fan, and he just loves Tom Brady for leading them to another Super Bowl. Not happy at first about the choice. Not happy about
it. Feels like Sean would have been a very good middle name. Nice, strong middle name.
Maybe
for a boy,
Michael. Sean Michael.
Right. Michael being your middle name.
Yes.
Which nobody knows, Sean, but yes. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I was assuming that when I said it, maybe people would pick up the pieces and say, okay. Yeah.
They're going to Google you.
Yeah.
To get that reference is what's going to happen. If you want to catch up on any of the breaks that we talked about today, you can go to annaandraven.com, listen to the Anna and Raven podcast. If you want to see videos of us sword fighting with balloon animals, yes, that's a real thing.
It's great.
You can go to Instagram at Anna and Raven. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
As always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.